let me know what channel, what frequency you're going to be transmitting on, and then I'll just set the radio up for that frequency. Back to you.
G6IET returning. Okay, Tony, yeah, that sounds good. What I'll do, if it's okay by you, I'll just text you the frequency. If you're not there, it's not a problem at all. I've got all the time in the world today. And even if it's not today, your convenience. It's just.
This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you on this rainy Monday morning? Sounds like a good song title in there.
Right, it's making me want to sing, but I'll hold back. I don't want to get in trouble on the radio here. Yeah, so far so good. I don't mind the rain, it's Monday. However, I do have a taker for my back rack from Facebook Marketplace who's swinging by tonight after work at 5:30. I should be home in time. And I've already lowered the price twice. I just want to get it out of the garage. And yeah, so long as he doesn't try to haggle again, yeah, we'll get that thing out of the garage, and yeah, it should be a good day. As long as it's not downpouring at that time, but yeah, I think we'll be okay. How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. Was really busy Saturday. Got a lot of stuff done around the house. Got the lawn cut and some other things taken care of. Yesterday, did my, shot some trap in the morning and just kind of hung out in the afternoon. Didn't really do much of anything.
We were very back and forth on the ham fest. Like Friday night, we stayed home and we watched Project Hail Mary. Not at all what I thought it was going to be, but it was okay. I actually think it maybe would be geared more towards young adolescents. It was an okay movie. I definitely heard that the book was better, and I could see how you could make the book better. But yeah, it was raining then, so we're like, I don't know. Do we still do our Rochester trip? We did want to do some other running around out there. So we got up in the morning, we checked the weather, and like, oh, not bad. Let's go for a ride. And we even said, if we roll up there and there's two tables, we'll skip paying the entry fee and we'll just go about our day. But we went there. I didn't buy much. I only bought one little thing as a board holder for doing rework, which I'm taking to work with me. But it was pretty okay size given the weather threat. I'm going to pause a second. And so we were there a little bit, met up with one of the guys that my dad used to work with and talked to him for a while. Talked to one of the guys from the radio room at he's from NFTA, that was with him. The other guy was from there, but he has since retired from his main job and works in a part-time job doing electronic repair. But yeah, we left, and we were doing our running around. We had to hit Walmart, Wegmans. We were seeking out this place called Stever's, this chocolate place, and then we were doing tandoori's for Indian. And I get a message from Jeff saying how he bought an antenna. And where? At the ham fest. Huh, I didn't see him. So he made his way out there. And, so at least he got something for the trip out, and then he was doing some shopping too and heading to Costco. But, yeah, it worked out, and I think I'm going to time myself out again. So maybe I'll turn it back over, and then I can finish up with Sunday. This is K2PCB.
So you went to the Ham Fest, and it sounds like Jeff went to the Ham Fest in Rochester. Is that what I'm hearing here?
Yeah, we ended up both being out there, yet I had not seen him when he was there. I called him back after he said he found an antenna. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I had seen that. It was on this such-and-such guy's table. But, yeah, that's the one I bought. I'm like, okay. Because the guy had a lot of homemade antennas. Like, I think he was making antennas for QRP rigs, and then they're wound up on these little winders, and he was selling those off. He had them all set up in little baggies and a handful of other little things, and I was actually looking at his stuff. I think the weather held a lot of people back, so it was good for a general ham fest, probably small for Rochester. But, you know, it worked out well, and we got to do our running around, and we made a whole day of it. We didn't get back home until, oh, I don't even know what time, probably 4 or 5 o'clock, after leaving at 7 in the morning.
Wow, yeah, it sounds like you did have a busy day Saturday. Yeah, I just went back and looked at my text messages, and I saw Jeff had got an antenna. I should have asked, I don't know if he's in there, he could tell me what type of radio he's got that hooked up to. Looks like a Zygo radio, G90 maybe. I've got to get a HF radio, but I'm looking forward to Saturday to see what's going on with the HF stuff.
The radio that he picked up is a Zygo 6100. I believe maybe 6 months to a year ago he picked that up. And hasn't had it on the air as far as I know. But yeah, with his technician, he does have access to some of the 10-meter band. So when that opens, he should be able to use that. The question is when is that going to be open for good long-range propagation or DX propagation?
Yeah, I know that there was some 10-meter band stuff available to technicians. I've seen that on a couple of different YouTube videos. In one of them, they did use a dedicated 10 meter band radio. Then the other ones were using radios that were capable of other bands, but obviously I don't know what their license was, but they were talking about the 10 meter band.
You hear of a lot of people having fun on 10, and when it opens, like 10 meters, 6 meters, you know, you get really long range, but then it goes silent for a while. Every time I'm out doing POTA, I'll check. And 15 meters, I do okay. 20 meters is great. 40 is really good, but not as good as 20. 40 is more for chit-chat. 20 is more for contesting, or 40 is more for chit-chat, 20 is more for contesting, 15, it's quiet, but you'll scan through and then you'll just hit somebody, or somebody will be activated for POTA and they'll be spotting on the website, so you'll know that they're there. I really don't hear, at least in the time that I've been out, 10 being all that active or reliable. I don't think I've made in my recent POTA activations. I don't think I've done any 10-meter contacts.
No, I've never heard of a contest on 10 meters. I was watching YouTube again. I watch way too much YouTube anymore. There was a guy, I guess it happened back in April or May. He was encouraging hams to start using the 2-meter calling frequency. I think that's 146.52, just to do simplex and just reach out and see how many contacts you could make. No contesting, it was just how many people could you make on 146.52.
It's funny when you say that. The last time I was out, we were operating from Tillman. I was on HF. I didn't have any, well, I guess I could have used the radio in my truck, but primarily using HF, I contacted this guy in Carlton Hill State Park. And so that's at least Genesee County. I don't think it's Livingston. Yeah, I think it's out there past Bethany. But yeah, he's like, oh yeah, and I was on 15 meters. And we were chatting away, and we were talking, and we got to the point where, you know, we were both at the, you know, amateur, or I mean the Lancaster Radio Club at one point. And he asked me if I wanted to try to do a simplex contact on 14652, and I told him no, and I didn't have the equipment that definitely is not going to make that sort of trip, but maybe we could have. I didn't try. I didn't want to switch over to the truck and see if that would work. But that, yeah, you're right. People are attempting that.
Yeah, there was a while back after I'd gotten this radio and got it programmed. I did put out a call on 146.52 and didn't get any response. I think you and I talked about that. At the time, I don't think there was anybody really monitoring that frequency. Most of the traffic that I hear is on repeaters.
There's no reason to, you know, avoid it. It's definitely a valid frequency. You can add it to your scan list, so as it, you know, scans through, it picks up, you know, any activity that's happening there, and there's nothing wrong with throwing out a call every now and again. Or a handful of times, you know, in case someone else is scanning through, so it picks it up. I don't actively scan there. In fact, I don't think I have it in my scan list. One thing I guess maybe I'm, you know, it causes me a disservice is when I put channels into my radio, I tend to use the CTCSS. For the squelch, whether it's PL or DCS, I like having that so that when I get the random noise, it doesn't break the squelch. Since people on Simplex are not using any side tones, I'd have to have it open. So that channel would probably tend to be noisy. So if I was just scanning through, there's a good chance that I would probably lock it out anyway. And that's my own, again, disservice by avoiding those simplex frequencies. But I've got 644. I haven't heard anyone else in here yet. Maybe Ross is in there, or was he off today? Sugar, I forget who said they were off today. Either way, I'll say 7-3. I'll make this my final. Listen out for a second, but then I'm going to get this day started. This is K2PCB. Good talking to you, Brad, and we'll talk to you soon.
K2PCD, this is K2GDQ, 73 to you. Have a great day. Hope you get a lot accomplished. That always feels good. Don't get too wet on the way into the building, and we will talk to you tomorrow. This is KE2GDQ standing by. This is KE2GDQ listening for any calls.